Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. And a few ways to learn more about Gates Presbyterian Church is to check out the ways that we are church together through worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. Your bulletin has a calendar and list of announcements. But of course, as part of our community gathering together, we have quite a few announcements this morning to share with you more opportunities about what is going on here. So I see a whole pew ready to go. Kay, you want to get us started?
Good morning. So what can I say about yesterday, Church Mouse Bazaar? It was absolutely wonderful. Debbie Lamfran and Barb Snaith and I would like to thank everyone who helped us, from Todd, Pim, and Chloe on Friday morning, helping us to break down some of the rooms so we could tape, to everybody who helped yesterday. It's unbelievable how this church pulls together and gets this event done every year. Next year will be our 35th year. We're going to do some special things. Barb and Debbie and I are still chairing it, and Sue Mancini is going to help us a little bit. So thank you again so much. We did very well. The baked foods, the snack bar, and the auction all went up this year, so that brings a little more money. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. And on to next year.
And I'm going to add, it was a pleasure working with Kay and Debbie. And yeah, like she said, this church is unbelievable when it pulls together. Anyway, I've got two announcements. Today, second hour, we're going to have Sister Barbara Moore. She's been here before. She's awesome. She's going to talk about the Lord's Prayer. So please join us in the adult lounge for that. And I'm going to be selling in the fellowship hall today tickets for the Women's Candlelight Dinner, which is on Tuesday, December 13th. I'll be selling them every Sunday up to the first Sunday in December. So it's a wonderful event. We usually get probably all the women in this room. And it's very popular. And two things that I want to mention that ahead of time is we always look for volunteers to help bring the donated items for ABW, and I want to try to identify some volunteers before that night. I'm always scrambling that night looking, and hopefully we won't have a snowstorm. And secondly, secondly, I know I've talked to a few of you that are very talented musically to play a favorite Christmas carol. So if anybody has that, please let me know. I have identified a few, so thanks.
Good morning. Some of you may have noticed on your way in our Christmas tree disguised as a large pile of leaves out front. Next weekend, after Sunday service, we will be putting our tree up in the sanctuary along with decorating the church itself. So please, at the sanctuary itself. So please, anybody who's interested in helping, we can use all the muscle we can get. Thank you.
Youth group tonight, junior has 6 to 8, bring your bathing suit. And senior has 4 to 6, bring your searching skills. Those of you that are Waldos, you know who you are, you can get your costume in my office. Thanks.
Today is a very special Sunday if you look around at all the music. How many times have you sat in this church and just felt this thrill of the music from the anthem from the choir, had the prelude just wash over you and speak to you, had the children make you just smile because they're so great? We are blessed with four great choirs here, the adult, the youth, the children, and the bell. And we are also blessed with many wonderful directors. There's Roy Smith, who directs the adult and youth choir, Debbie White, who does the children's choir, Christine, Cook, who does the bell choir, and of course there's Adrian Foster, who does the organ, and he was over here, and he does the preludes, the offertories, the postludes, and supports all the vocalists. We are blessed with many talented people other than these in this congregation who do solos for us, perform on their instruments, dance. We are blessed also with Joyful Noise, who is led by John Roker and Nancy Bodhorn. Today we'd like to thank them. We would like to just, if you see them, say thank you, but we also have a cake after church down in the fellowship hall, so please come and join us. Thank you.
And now, let us make a joyful noise and praise God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Call on the name of God and give thanks. Sing to God. Let those who seek God rejoice in their hearts. Let us worship God with sounds of praise.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Joy-giving God, we know who we are, people who hear the harmony of your grace and love in our souls, but who sing off-key so often. We want to learn new songs, but those haunting tunes of our past mistakes run through our heads. We long to make a joyful noise to you, but the hurts inflicted on us and the pain we have caused others silence our voices. Sing to us, conductor of grace. Sing of your forgiveness, your hope, your love for us. Strike a chord of humility in our hearts so our eyes can see all you have done for us. And in seeing, we might believe how much you love us. And in believing, we would echo that new song of hope and life composed through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Listen to the melody of the good news. Christ is risen, bringing joy into the world. The one who was dead now lives and wraps us in the delight of life forever with our God. Now our dirges have turned to joy. Our requiem has been rearranged as a hymn of hope. Our laments are lost in a cantata of praise. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.
Thank you.
Today's first reading is from Psalm 105, a song of praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all of his wonderful works. Glory in his name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he uttered. Praise be to God.
Invite the young children to follow me, and any young children who are out in the pews, if you'd like to follow me, how about we sit here today? Okay. Good morning. Okay, good. Good morning. What a joyful noise we are making to God this morning. Wow. Can you guys tell me, what are some of the joyful noises you've heard this morning in worship? What have they been? The junior choir singing, yes. What else? Nothing. Okay. What else? Yes. What else? All the choirs together. Yes, definitely a joyful noise. The bell choir. Wow. And have you guys heard hymns? And the organ playing this morning? And everyone here singing the opening hymn together? There sure has been a lot of joyful noise to praise God with. But you know what? I've heard some other joyful noises too. Can you guess what they are? I think I hear one right now. Did you hear that? Did you hear that giggle? Did you hear it? I hear it again. There are more giggles of joyful noises. Do you know what else I heard this morning? I heard a baby talking. That's a pretty joyful noise. You know what else I heard this morning? I heard everyone as they came in talking and greeting each other. And you know another joyful noise? It doesn't make a whole lot of noise, but when people smile at each other and they shake each other's hands and give each other hugs, those are joyful noises we make here in worship. And I am so thankful that we are all here together to praise God and make those joyful noises. Can we pray together? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your goodness and that we belong to you. May the noise we make be joyful. Amen. Have fun in Sunday school this morning. Keep making those joyful noises. Good morning. Oh, a hug. Oh, what a great joyful noise. Thank you, Harmony. Our second scripture reading this morning is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into the Holy One's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is God who made us, and we belong to God. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the Holy One's gates with thanksgiving and God's courts with praise. Give thanks to God, bless God's name. For the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever, and God's faithfulness to all generations. Indeed, what a wonderful way to celebrate Thanksgiving with a service that makes a joyful noise to God with the sounds of singing and bells ringing. And we are blessed here at Gates Presbyterian Church to have magnificent choirs of all generations and talented musicians. While some of us are more inclined than others to leave the joyful noise of worship to the well-trained musicians, others will go so far to hide our trepidation of singing. by holding the open hymnal but not moving our mouth. Part of me, just a little part of me, wants to sneak over during hymns and whisper, "Why don't you sing?" Don't worry, I won't make anyone feel any more self-conscious than they already are, because there are a variety of ways that people might answer that question. Some have said, "I just don't know the hymns," or "the music is too high for my voice." Others just come right out and say, "I don't like to sing." But I would also guess there are a fair share of people who don't sing because someone told them, "You can't carry a tune, even if you had a bucket." I don't have a bucket this morning, but I do carry around with me one of those stories of being told, "Melissa, you can't sing." I was a kid, like ours, with the disheveled choir robes, and I would stand in front of the congregation and sing loudly, not because I thought I sang particularly well, but because as a child I believed that God was really far away. And so if I was singing for God like I had been told, I better sing loud so God can hear me. And my singing eventually caught the attention of the choir director during rehearsal one day, and he pulled me aside. My hands shook with excitement because I thought maybe, just maybe, I had been chosen to sing a much coveted Christmas solo. But he said, "Melissa, I appreciate your excitement about singing, but it's better that you hear this sooner rather than later. You don't sing well. Maybe you should think about bringing the volume down a little bit." My spirit fell as flat as the bad perm I sported that year. But it amazes me how many times I have heard that story over and over again from people in the life of the church. And it astonishes me because there is clearly biblical evidence supporting how we are to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, and not sing to God with a beautifully well-trained and perfect voice. It is a noise that we make, not only with our voices, but with our whole being. Hymn writer Brian Wren notes that when we sing from the heart with a full voice, some of us use our bodies more thoroughly, perhaps than any other time during worship. Think about all the ways our whole body is involved in making this joyful noise. We take deep breaths. We move our mouths, our faces. Some of us, our whole bodies sway. And even if you are one who doesn't sing, there is still the physical act of reaching for and holding that hymnal. And if you are able, we stand together. I notice sometimes the ways that parents and caregivers will hold their hymnals high above the heads of children because they know their kids really can't read that well, don't follow music. But we underestimate the power of including a child to participate in the physicality of singing. Even those familiar songs, just holding the hymnal together. Sometimes just holding the other side of a hymnal is all any of us need to feel that our voice does matter. And this is one of the ways that we can learn about being church with others. The songs of the church invite us to say we and celebrate the faith we share and remind us of the blending of our voices bear witness to the fact that we are made one in Christ. I will also be the first to admit that even though we are made one in Christ, and music has a great ability to bring us together, to move us emotionally, to speak for us spiritually, we aren't always in agreement of the kinds of music that do that for us. People often assume that because I'm a pastor, I only listen to contemporary Christian music on the radio. Or because I'm young, I love praise bands in worship. Well, you are much more likely to find me singing the doxology as a lullaby to my children, or getting excited about a new record I found with Gregorian chants on them than a drum set. Author Marva Dawn puts this case more succinctly when she says, "A congregation has to love each other enough to sing each other's songs. We can do that because our worship embrace is wide enough to include all kinds of music in different languages, with different beats, different volumes. It's music that has the power to touch our hearts in surprising and transforming ways. But we can only sing each other's songs if we allow ourselves to become part of the music of our worship. And to get past that time the choir director or anyone else that is now just this nagging voice in our head that tells us we have to sing with this well-trained, perfect voice, when God invites us to make a joyful noise. And I realized the importance of a community truly believing that they could be the body of Christ in song and make a joyful noise when I was serving as pastor in a previous church and Glenn joined us for worship. In a congregation where everyone knows everyone, a visitor doesn't go unnoticed, especially when the visitor enters worship in the middle of the service. Glenn was a middle-aged man who wore a dirty shirt and bright red suspenders. We learned later that he was a resident at a nearby home for adults with mental disabilities. And the reason he came to our church was because he could hear the organ playing through the open windows and sanctuary doors. Now, sometimes Glenn would sleep and snore loudly through the sermon, his joyful noise, but the minute that organ played, he shot right out of the pew with hymnal in hand and sang loudly and nowhere near the right key. Glenn didn't have the social development to recognize his lack of singing ability. So he just sang loud, very, very loud. And as soon as a hymn started, sometimes I would cringe at just how loud Glenn was. And then I realized my mistake. I realized what an asset Glenn was to our worship. What a gift his voice was to our singing. Because Glenn wasn't singing from his mouth or his vocal cords. That's right, but from his heart. because every word that Glenn sang was sincere praise and thanksgiving. In his childlike innocence, Glenn didn't care what he sounded like or what others thought of him. He only cared to let God know of his love and thankfulness in full voice. And he believed that he needed to be loud so God could hear him. So I say, sing, Glenn. Sing loud enough for everyone to hear. Let your voice carry to the heavens. And even though some of us can't carry a tune, others of us cannot hear, speak, or understand, but can feel the rhythm of the music. Feel the hand holding the other side of the hymnal, experiencing the presence of God's love as a congregation sings together. So with thanksgiving and joy, we make noise because we are God's people. So let's make some noise together.
To share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Well,
there we go.
Dick Stewart. I think all of you know our daughters, Sheila and her family live in D.C. and John is an employee of a defense contractor. We learned the other day that his employer is going to send him to Afghanistan for 90 days, beginning in February. Now, as all of you know, John and Sheila have both been in Afghanistan. John has been in Iraq as well. So I'd ask that you pray for the Roach family.
Okay. Let us pray. God of abundant blessings, you fill our lives with wonder, and we come this morning giving you thanks. You have created each of us uniquely, and our cherished blessings are varied. For some, it's the smile of a child. For others, the beauty of a sunset. Still others, the support of a friend, and so much more. However, we are united in giving you thanks for the love and grace we have known from you. Without it, our lives would be driven with fear. With it, our lives are lived with assurance. This morning, we are inspired by the music of our choirs. We give you thanks for the members of our choirs and for our music staff. Through their dedication, we touch you, O God, in ways that deepen our own faith. Their music touches the wounds of our souls in healing ways, as well as fills our hearts with joy. O God, as we gather with family members and special friends this week, around tables filled with favorite foods, help us to make you the center of our celebrations. Remind us that there are many who are hungry and who are lonely, who yearn for a table with food and loved ones with whom to share it. Reveal to us ways in which we can reach those in need, need of the basic necessities of life and need of the basic human compassion. In this world where cynicism often produces laughs and blessings are trampled in the race to accumulate more, help us to stop whining and to stop wanting and instead use our energy to embrace the awe of your world. Help us to find joy in the sacred moments of each and every day. And we ask you now to hear us pray the prayer you taught your disciples. Our Father, let us bring our gifts forward.
Heavenly Father, how can we thank you enough for all you have done for us? Help us to do more than just say thank you today. Help us to live a life that daily sings of our thanks for all you bestow upon us. Let us all be New Age Davids, making a joyful noise to you every moment of our lives. Amen.
Please remain standing as we indeed thank God with the litany of thanksgiving that is printed in your bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord who is good.
God's love is everlasting.
Come, let us praise God joyfully.
Let us come to God with thanksgiving.
For the good world, for the things great and small, beautiful and awesome, for seen and unseen splendors.
Thank you, God.
For human life, for talking and moving and thinking together, for common hopes and hardships shared from birth until our dying.
Thank you, God.
For work to do and strength to work, for comradeship of labor, for exchanges of good humor and encouragement.
Thank you, God.
For children, for their energy and curiosity, for their brave play and startling frankness, for their sudden sympathies.
Thank you, God.
For the young, for their high hopes, for their irreverence toward worn-out values, for their search for freedom, for their solemn vows.
Thank you, God.
For growing up and growing old, for wisdom deepened by experience, for rest and leisure, and for the time made precious by its passing.
Thank you, God.
For the church into which we have been called, for the good news we receive by word and sacrament, for our life together in the Lord,
we praise you, God.
Above all, O God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who lived and died and lives again for our salvation, for our hope in him, and for the joy of serving him.
We thank and praise you, eternal God, for all your goodness to us. Give thanks to the Lord, who is good.
God's love is everlasting.
The joyful noise which we make to offer our thanks to God is not contained in these walls or this building. So go out into the world and sing God's praise all the earth with the grace of God's love that surrounds us, the peace of Jesus Christ in our hearts, and the courage to carry that tune from the Holy Spirit now and always. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you very much.